Golf Base Kislev, Monday the 25th of November, Rabbi David Kahn, the halachic topic of who owns the extra bottle of whiskey?
Morning, excitement before we start, right? Who owns the extra bottle of whiskey? There's a practical shaila really that came up, and I've seen it printed in a sefer as well, that it was asked to somebody else. Somebody came to me and said to me, I was asked by somebody in Eretz Israel who asked me, said they heard that I'm going to Chutz Loretz, and I'll be passing by the duty free shop. Please could I buy them a bottle of whiskey? So they told me what bottle of whiskey they wanted. They gave me the money for it, and fine, I got passports, went specially to the duty free shop for them, and there was a special offer. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. It's as simple as that. So he came here and he said to me, you know, a great idea, he said to me. He gave me whatever it was, $30, $40 for this bottle of whiskey, and buy one, get one free. So, very simple. He bought one, and I got one free. So I told him, just a minute, lots of poshets. I said to him, is that right? Does it belong to you, or does it belong to him? Another shayla I saw written in a sefer here, in the sefer of Shlomo Zafrani, Shimru Mishpot. He writes a different question. It was asked to him, obviously, and he built a question out of it, out of his sefer. Somebody was given $100 to buy three bottles of perfume. To buy three bottles of perfume. So they're given $100, and the bottles of perfume cost $112. But there was an offer, if you buy four, you get the fifth one free. So he said, right, I'll put money in, and I'll buy the fourth and the fifth. So he'll have his three bottles as he wanted, and instead what I'll do is, I'll buy one and get one free. Same thing. The question is, slightly different shailas, we'll see in a minute. The question is, who's right? On the one hand, a person who's going says, look, you know, you asked me for a bottle of whiskey, that's the normal price. I went into the shop, it was my lucky day, the price was cheap, so buy one, that's what I did for you, and they offered me, get one free. Why isn't it mine? Where do we look to receive some sort of a direction? Where in Torah are we going to find some guidance as to what the din is going to be? So it's a Gemara in Ksubas. Gemara in Ksubas, Tzavi Ches on the base. The Gemara is talking, the Gemara says like this, there's a machlokas the Gemara brings, Kedesanya, the Braisa, Hoisifu loy achas yaseira. It's talking about a case where there's a mashaleach and a shliach. I ask, or Reuven, let's talk about Reuven, gives money to Shimon and says to Shimon, dear Shimon, please go and buy whatever it is he asked him to buy. Shimon goes to buy it, and the seller, Levi, he gives him more than he'd asked for. And the question is, who's entitled? The Gemara asks, who's entitled to the extra? So the Gemara says, Hoisifu loy, if the seller added more, so he was going to buy some apples, and he gave him enough money, and he bought to buy six apples, and he gave him seven apples. Who does the extra apple belong to? So the Braisa says, Hakol shliach divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says it belongs to the shliach, because the mashaleach asked him for six apples, he gave him the money for six apples, so he provided him six apples. Rabbi Yosi Omer, cholkim, half an apple each. Yes? They have to split it. Yes? That's what he says. Vosanya, the Gemara says, but wait a minute. We've learned another brisa. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi, who said Cholkim a moment ago, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Hakoyle Balamois. No, it doesn't go to the Shliach. It goes to the Balamois. He's the one who provided the money. It was his money that caused the sale. And the seller gave the extra apple to him. Says the Gemara, Omer Romi Bar Choma Loikasha. There's no stira in Rabbi Yosi. Kam b'dover sheyesh lekitzva, kam b'dover she'ein lekitzva. What does that mean? If it's something, there's a fixed price, and it's clear that the seller gave more. In other words, the price was £1 for six apples, and therefore that was the price. So when the seller's given seven apples, there's no question about it. There's an extra apple here. when there's an extra apple, that's when Rabbi Yehuda says it's all for the shliach, and Rabbi Yossi says chokim half each. But when there's no fixed price, and the shliach puts a pound down on the counter, and the seller gives him a bag with seven apples, that was the price. How do you know that more is being given? That's what the pound generated. It generated a sale of seven apples. The fact that both the mashaleach and the shliach thought in the first place they were only going to get six doesn't make a difference. If it's ein lo kitzvah, there's no fixed price, then whatever was given in return for the money, so it all goes to the mashaleach. But when there's a fixed price, then there's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says, all for the shliach, because the mashaleach asked for six apples, that was the price. And Rabbi Yossi says, chokim. How do we pasken? The Gemara paskens. And the Gemara says, the Gemara says that the din is, really we pasken like Rabbi Yossi, that the dovah sheyesh lo kitzvah, when there's a fixed price, chokim. It goes half and half. And in fact, Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, in Cheshen Mishpat, not surprisingly, Simon Kuf Pei Gimel Sivvov, Shulchan Aruch says, Hoyo Hashar Kotzuv, if there was a fixed price, V'yodua, and it's known, V'hoisifu L'shliach, and they gave more B'minyan, either more in number, more apples, Ober Mishkel, or the greater weight, something sold by weight, Ober Midor, or if it was sold something which was according to size, and he gave more, kol shehoisifu loy hamoichrim, in a case where the seller added some more, threw a new one, another one in, or added some more, harihu shel shnehem. Shulchan Aruch belongs to both of them. Like Rabbi Yossi says, because davar sheyesh lo kitzvah, v'cholek hatosefes hashliach im habal hamoes, they divided up equally between them. V'im hayah davar shein lo kitzvah, if there's no fixed price, hakola balamois. So we pass it like Rabbi Yossi, and the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, the Poskim have accepted the reconciliation of the two prices, that where there's a fixed price, then they divide it, when there's not, there's not. So along comes the trouble is, along comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, Miu, im oma ha-moicha, if the moicha said, beferush, explicitly, she-noisein le-shliach, then hakola shliach. Now, there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rif, why it is that they split the extra. There's a machlokes. Rashi here says, and I closed it a moment too early, Rashi says, why is it, sheyesh lekitzvah kagoin, kitnis, we're talking about potted vegetables, shanimka b'chanus, which are sold in a shop, b'midah, according to weight, according to size. He says, meloi kli, a whole utensil, whatever it is, not a bushel full, but whatever it is, whatever the equivalent is, he says, but pruto, that's for the price. Im hoisifu achas yaseiro, if they added one more, chelkim, why? De matona havi, it was definitely a present. Yesh leima l'shliach nosno, v'yesh leima l'bal hamois nosno. Rashi says it's sofik, we don't know. We don't know who he gave it to. Therefore the Ramah says, if he explicitly says, here it is for you, I'm giving it to you because you got such a charming smile, he says to the shliach, then it's his. If he says, give it to the one who gave you the money, thank you for the custom, then it's for him. That's Rashi. The Rif says no. The Rif says chokim because they both caused the sale. The mashaleach provided the money and the shliach was the one who chose to come into his shop. Therefore, between the two of them, or maybe he smiled nicely, whatever it is, he behaved like a mensch. The moicher took a liking to him. So therefore, it is, the Rif explains, that they are both mishtatif in the two. The question is, how do we paskin? Sorry? So according to the Rif, even if he says, give it to the mishaleach, even if he would say so, but the very fact that the shliach chose to come into that shop is a reason for, and so the poskim all say that's the chiluk between Rashi and the Rif. I don't know whether it's shver, because the Rif says that it is.
He gives it to the mishaleach because he knows it.
Oh, we'll come to that in a moment. comes to that moment, you just added something very important to it, which you didn't say the first time. All right, so there we are. Now, the question is, how do we paskin? How is the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Like the Rif or like Rashi? So the Shulchan Aruch just says, Cholkin, doesn't tell us what to do. So the Sma brings both opinions, and the Sma says, the Ramah, the Rif, and sorry, the Shulchan Aruch has paskin like the Rif. And by the way, the Rif and the Rambam and the Bala Itza, the many poskim to go along with, and very few go with Rashi. Very few go with Rashi. So much so that the Ramah seems to have passed like Rashi. Because the Ramah says, Miu, im oma ha moicha beferush, the moicha says explicitly, shenoisein l'shliach, then hakoi l'shliach. So the Sma has a very difficult time. Why is it that the Ramah has chosen Rashi over the Rif, and the Rambam, and I think the Rosh as well, and the Balo Itzo, etc., etc. So he finds it very difficult, and he ends off and says, the Posek himself should decide, Lefi Ro'os Hadayin, Yesh Lismoch Alayu, and the Ramah, but he's not tremendously happy. The Shach is also unhappy, and the Shach says, how can this be Tema? Sheposa came Bepshitas, Tol Adas Horif, Vor Rosh, Vor Balo Itzo, Cholkim, Vechen Yodas Horan, Vegambi Ushal Misa, and off he goes. And basically, the Shach says, we shouldn't be paskening like the Ramah, because the Ramah is paskening like Rashi, and that's surely not right. Very interesting. What difference does it make? Our case, we'll come to it in a moment. But before we go any further, just to answer the Ramah, there's a Ramban that the Ramah brings, and the Ramban gives Rashi a big yeshikoyach. And the Ramban says that Rashi has got it right. He's maskim with Rashi completely. But the poskim still say, how can you pass like the Ramban against everybody else? If you look at the tshuva in the Ramban is talking about a case explicitly where the shliach did a favor for the seller. See, he says quite clearly that it's a special case. It's not a normal case where you can say that they were both contributory. We don't know exactly, but the mashaleach provides the money. The shliach chose to come into this shop, and therefore, no. There's a history here. The shliach is known to the moicha, and therefore the moicha, the seller, gives one extra specifically for the shliach. In that case, even the Rif would agree to it. And therefore, the poskim point out, and it's really the Nesiva says something very close to that indeed, he says that really, that's the case of the Ramban, and the words of the Ramah are the last few sentences of the Ramban are verbatim quoted by the Ramah. And that's what the Ramah is talking about. If not just that he gave it specifically and said this is for the shliach. No, if there's a reason why the shliach should receive it, he's done him a favor, he's a good friend of his, there's a reason why he gave it to him, and he specified that it's for the shliach, in that case the Ramah says it goes. But otherwise, we would paskin like the Rif and the Rosh and the Bala Itzu, etc., that Cholkim, and that's it. In fact, the Taz says he can't understand how otherwise you could possibly paskin like Rashi. Because surely, the Taz says, that the Shliach is Muchzik. The Shliach is Muchzik in the money, and therefore he says, since he's Muchzik in it, he says, therefore, I'll read a little bit of the Taz out. The Taz says that, he says, he says, Nimtzo, Havale Rashi Yochid Le Gabayu, Veloy Oid, Tzorech Lema, Degam Rashi Sfirule, Bekitsas Sforas Horif, Dim Loikein, Tikshelcho, Ulo Rashi Amaichokin, Neima Hamoitzin Chavel of Horayo, Kumoid Aminon, Besimen Shinyud Beis, Leinian Beis, the Shainis of the Shliach has got it. So why should you say Cholkim? According to Rashi is asking, why should you say Cholkim? That's a big kash on Rashi. According to the Rif and according to the Rosh, etc., you're going to say Cholkim because they both are contributors. They're both contributors to the fact that the seller gives the extra apple. But according to Rashi, where you've got a Sofik, why can't the Shliach say, fine, you've got a Sofik, dear Mashaleach, and maybe we've all got a Sofik, but I've got the apple. So, Hamoitzi Mechaveil of Oraya.
He's only got the thing of Shliach.
Oh.
It's not in his own
hand. Oh. I wrote a little. I'm really. No, I'm really pleased. I'm not the only one. I wrote a little note on the side of my Shulchan Aruch that I don't understand the Taz. Because, a very, very interesting question, by the way. A Shliach who holds something, and he is a Shliach. Can you say that he's muchzik? Can I turn around and say, I'm muchzik in your chayfetz? Or do you say, what do you mean? You are the Yad HaRichter. You're the extension of me. You can turn around and say that whatever I'm holding as the shliach, I'm holding for you. So why do you say that I'm muchzik? Maybe you're muchzik. How are you muchzik? Because I'm holding it for you. So therefore, very interesting. But, sorry?
The discussion is, you say that's on what he bought. But you wouldn't necessarily say that on the Tosefos.
But maybe the Tosefos, well, whatever he received, initially, whatever he... Well, if he knew there was an extra one, it's a good point. It's a very good point. If he saw there was an extra one, he gave him six, and then he says, have another one, then possibly you could debate it. But still, the shliach remains a shliach, and we'll see in a moment. It's not so easy to get rid of your title as a shliach. If you accept that to be a shliach, you remain a shliach. You can't just switch it off. You need, we'll see, a big machlokes of how you do it. You can't just switch off shlichus. Therefore, a very good point of here. But maybe, possibly, and this is something of a much greater length, there's a very famous chakira as to how shlichus works. Machlokes Rambam and Tor, very famous. Is the shliach the extension of the mashaleach? Or, yes, the Yad HaRichter? Or do you say, no, faket? That the shliach empowers the mashaleach, the one who is sending him, empowers the shliach to do, and what the shliach does is merely attributed to the one who sends him. So if he's just the extension, he's got the third hand, he's got an extra hand, the shliach is the third hand, is Yad HaRichter of the mashaleach, so then whatever he receives for him. But if he is a separate entity, only that entity has its misyaches to the one who sent him, possibly there could be a difference. But this taz over here is something interesting that we need to understand. Is there a concept of muchzik with the shliach with respect to his mashaleach or not? The taz seems to think yes, and we, in our limited understanding, don't understand why that's so obvious. Yes, that's something else, that's right. He's only got a mandate to do within the confines of what he was appointed to do.
You can't, although an ordinary person would have been Miyaj,
yes,
and was Miyaj,
yes.
You said you're on your Shliach. 100%.
It's a limited amount. The question is how much? The Taz understands over here, very interesting. But,
on that basis, yes. If this extra apple is a schis for the mashaleach,
you mean it wasn't part of the shlichus? The shlichus was to get what he would have get. But the trouble is, it's a very good idea. The trouble is that maybe, according to the Rif, it could be that's part of the shlichus. Because if the mashaleach generated that tosefes, that extra, maybe that's part and parcel of what he had to do. Very interesting question over here. Is there a concept of muhsuk or not? But back to our case.
Could you call it commission? If you arrange someone's insurance policy, you get commission. So he bought apples for him. He bought one apple as commission.
A very interesting application of, or I would say more, if somebody gets what's called in the term in the vernacular a kickback. So the question is, maybe that belongs to the mashaleach, because the mashaleach has generated it. Absolutely right. There's a serious question about that, but we won't manage it within the confines of today. But certainly right.
In the Israeli duty free on the labels, it always says atamakabel matnat chinam.
Yes, you get it as a present for nothing. So I think actually, absolutely. Well, therefore, I think in this case, and the sefer very much agrees with my chavrus and I. We were thinking about this, and he very much agrees with it, that where you have a sale that's there for everybody, a special offer. So then you can't say he gave it. For sure, that was given to the one who provides the money, the one who generates the sale. So if I come along and somebody's given me money to buy one bottle of whiskey, and with that money it buys two, it belongs to the Baal HaMois. You have to give both bottles to the one who sent you. You walked into the shop, even though you're the only one, you're the one who's in duty free, not him. Nonetheless, you walk into the shop there, it is for anyone who comes along to buy one bottle of whiskey, today they're giving two, and therefore it belongs to the mashaleach, it's nothing to do with me. Rashi would have no sophic why they gave it, they didn't give it because I got a lovely smile, they gave it to anyone who comes in with the money. They didn't, even according to the Rif, I have nothing, I didn't generate it, It was completely the one who generated the sale, and therefore the two bottles go certainly to the one who provided the money. But in the case where he gave me money for three bottles of perfume, as in that case over there, and I'm walking in there, and they say if you buy four, you get the fifth free, now there's a situation where without my fourth bottle that I bought, we wouldn't have got the fifth. But on the other hand, without his three, so I wouldn't have got it either. Therefore, you have a case where you enter into a shutfus, the three and the one, that's the way to look at it, the three and the one, and you get half each. How you divide up half a bottle of perfume, that, I don't know. Sorry? Oh, so I'll tell you the truth. Rav Zafrani writes in his Sefer that it should be 3-1. And, but my Chavrusa and I, if we're able to, we lulei de mistapino, hoyinu oimrim, we would like to suggest that that's not the case. He wants to say it goes 3-1, because he wants to say it's a shutfus that was entered into. But I want to tie it like this. In a case where we are together, the two of us, we walk into a shop together, and the shop, in the shop it says if you spend £100, you get something worth £20 free. So we're walking in there, neither of us were thinking of buying very much. Of course, that's the way they do it, yes? So therefore, you want to buy, so we decide, okay, you decide you'll buy something for 80, I'll buy something for 20, we'll get to £100. In that case, yes, it's logical that since we've done this business deal together, therefore there should be a pro rata, it should be, therefore, the extra the gift should be divided on a ratio basis of how much was put in. You put in 80, I only put in 20. It should be divided, in said case, 1-5. That's okay. So, yeah, 1-4, as Milabar, Milagal. But when it comes to this situation, he gave me three bottles. If I've just gone and done his shlichus, so we would not have got anything free. I went and I was mishtatif. There's a case there, therefore, the sale, the extra one, was generated by us both equally. There was no decision to form a partnership, but there's a case there explicit in Shulchan Aruch here, where you have a situation where they buy an animal together. In such a case, but even if what they give, the contributions that are, that the investments are different, but if one without the other you wouldn't have been able to buy, you say Zev is a Goyrim, and you divide up the extra bit equally. And therefore, I think it would depend on whether you enter into it consciously, where there's a difference investment, you 80, me only 20, or whether I'm being mashlim, therefore you say, Zev, Zev, Goyim, you'd have got nothing if I hadn't stepped in. You're not there to ask, and therefore in that case, I think it's half and half, and therefore that's the way it would be. That gives you an idea as to how sensitive these things are. And the person who asked me was a perfectly erlich, straight-thinking person, but he thought it was quite simple. But there's one trick that is possible. If I walk in there, and you've given me $30 to buy a bottle of whiskey, and they're offering buy one and get one free, the question is, can I say to myself at the time, straight before I do anything, excuse me, I am going to be chayzabi, I'm going to go back on my acceptance to be your shliach. And what I'd like to do, here's the businessman, what I'd like to do is, I'm no longer a shliach, thank you very much, but I happen to know that you'd like a bottle of whiskey. So I'm going to walk into the shop, and I'm going to take out $30, I'm going to buy one bottle of whiskey, they'll give me two, and then I'll sell you a bottle of whiskey for $30. Oh, very, very interesting. So the question is, whose money am I using? So it says, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, that if I use your money, it's yours. If I use your money, it's yours. A din over here, Reuven Shomer LeShimon, says, Kufei Gimel Sif Dalet. In a moment. Reuven Shomer LeShimon. Reuven said to Shimon, Zovin li hai midah, buy something for me. V'zovin lei stoma, and he bought it without thinking, which was the actual case that happened. The guy only thought of the great chochmah when he arrived later. Ooh, I could keep one. But at the time, you buy it, you do your shlichus like a good boy, you do what you're supposed to do. In such a case, kan Reuven, the mashaleach, in other words, it's his already. The very fact that you paid for it, you owe, it's his already. Mishas, Meshicha, Shimu, and Shimon picks it up in the shop. Even if afterwards, I intended to buy it for myself, he says, he's not believed to say that he went back on his agreement to be a shliach. And even if I pay with my credit card instead of spending your $30. Kanya Reuven. Reuven is going to be Kanya because I cannot prove, I've not believed to say, and the Taz, the Esmal says, because She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avlo, I've agreed to do it, I'm not going to go back on it, therefore there's a chazoka that Shliach Hose Shlichus and I've done it. That's the deal. No, but you can't tell who I bought it for. I'll tell you something. Normally speaking, if you give me $30 to take to Eretz Yisrael for you, it doesn't, let's talk in pounds, yes? You give me £200 to take to Eretz Yisrael for you, as long as the £200 is not in a sealed envelope, I've got £200 of yours in my left pocket, £200 of mine in the right pocket. It doesn't make a difference which £200 you use. No one cares. But here, when what you're doing is that I've been given your £200 to do a shlichus, to buy something for you, yeah. I cannot use your money to go and buy it for me. That's definitely out of the question. Yes. Slowly, slowly. One thing at a time. So therefore, in a certain case, that's like this. And who pays the interest, yeah? So the question, the thing is like this. When it comes to it, in a case like this, the person could be chozer both from the shlichus, provided that he does two things. Number one, he needs two edim. He needs to stand in front of two edim and say, I have gone back on my shlichus. Otherwise, there's a chazoka, the shliach oseh shlichus. Number two, I've got to use my own money, not your money. In such a case, I can be chozer be, and I can buy it for myself, but I have to tell you that I've done this because you have the right to change your mind now and say, thank you very much, I've just thought better of the whiskey, I'm never going to finish it before Pesach. And then you can leave me with the whiskey, with two bottles of whiskey. So in other words, if I go and do your shlichus, I take your money and I've spent it, and I've bought the bottle of whiskey, and you say, oy vey, I suddenly realise I've got far too much whiskey. Too late. It's your whiskey. I bought it for you. I'm your shliach. You can't change your mind. But over here, what I've done over here, is I've changed. I have gone back on my shlichus. I have to tell you, because you have the right to change your mind. And you can turn around and say, you know what? Just give me the $30 back. Okay, and then I'm stuck with the two bottles. Maybe I'm stuck, maybe I'm not stuck. But the two bottles of whiskey are mine. But if I don't tell you that I've done this, then I've done, certainly, I've acted incorrectly in Choshen Mishpat, because you have the right to choose whether you want to buy or whether you want the money back. And therefore, that's the case. Sorry?
It's not an Ishnaim one. He said he'd go and do something for you. And because he doesn't suit him anymore, he said, no, I'm not going to do it.
You're right. I missed something else, and that is that it's explicit in Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Beis that Hanoisin Mois Lachaveroi Lik Nois Loi, and he doesn't buy for him. The din is that Harizeh Ramai. He's definitely considered a Ramai because he didn't do the shlichus that he should have done. There's no question about it. So he hasn't behaved correctly. That's the wrong thing to do. So if you get to the duty-free shop and there isn't whiskey, or you can't get it so easily, and you're tied up and you couldn't manage it, so you couldn't. But if to go and buy it for yourself, to chup the matziah for yourself, there's definitely a Ramos over here. But we're talking about Mitzad Lechish and Mishpat Shaboy. Who does it actually belong to? Quite apart from the Mishaberach he deserves, who does it actually belong to? So that's the question. If he bought it for him, both bottles belong to the person who asked him to buy it for him in that case, and only if he did two things. He both has got Aidin, that he's gone back on the Shlichus, and he used his own money. But on the own money question, there's two opinions in the Ramah, but the Ramah says that the Ikka is the second opinion, that he's bought it, he needs to use his own money. Unless he does so, the money then, the bottles of whiskey, belong to the Meshaleach. Stop.